What he's doing? Does he have any idea what he's doing? Because, you know, I can't talk to him.
Oh, relax. He's doing a beautiful job.
Sir, El Doctor. Hello. Don't sew up anything that's supposed to remain open, okay?
Okay.
What are you taking pictures, Phil?
Are you kidding? This is a Kodak moment. A smile.
Oops. Oh, good. Blind him with a flash.
Phil. Let the man keep what's left of his dignity, please.
Dignity, this is all your fault, Ed.
My fault?
Yeah, because you're a macho lunatic. Phil and I are sheep.
We're not sheep.
We are sheep. We do every stupid thing he asks.
I didn't make you run.
No, it was a 2,000-pound rampaging animal spraying bull snot all over Spain. That's what made me run. You made me stand in front of it.
Come on, guys.
Group shot.
I got a big I told you so coming from Barbara on this.
Maybe she won't notice.
Honey, want a pillow? It's a long flight.
No, thanks.
Come on, it's not that bad. I look like your mother.
Here comes Mr. Bull.
Then, baby, do you want the aisle seat or the window seat? Because whichever one you want makes me happy.
I don't care.
Good, then take the window. I want to talk to Mitch.
Okay. I'll be right back.
Miss me? Admit it, pal. You had fun.
No. Scuba diving is fun. I mean, it's normal. People do that. Baseball fantasy camp, until Phil threw up on Willie Mays, was fabulous.
I was nervous. He was my idol.
Never forget Willie's face. Say, hey, that's lunch on me.
Phil, I'm standing.
Yes, dear.
Can't wait to get out of this country. These people.
You know, maybe it's just me. But I think our little adventures lately are becoming...
stupid.
You know? What did you call them?
Desperate attempt to cling to your youth?
Yeah, that.
That's bullshit.
Bullshit? Ed, have you noticed the older you get, the younger your girlfriends get? Soon you'll be dating sperm.
I'm bad.
Okay. I have just one more thing to say. Target parachute jumping.
Ed?
Now, it's a smaller parachute, but you're traveling twice as fast.
Great. So when they find your body, they can bury it in a Sucrets box.
Phil said he'd go.
Phil wants to die. I mean, if you were married to that, you'd want to die, too. Look at him. He's pretending to be asleep so he doesn't have to talk to her.
It's a couple of little jumps from a plane.
And then what? We go on safari, only the animals have guns and they hunt us?
Forget about it.
It's never enough for you, Ed.
I'm reading.
When's it ever going to be enough? Hi, Mom.
It's September 8th, 1952. We're driving back from your Aunt Marcia. My water breaks. Your father jumps the divider of the Sawmill River Parkway and races me to Doctor's Hospital. And at 5:16, out you came. Oh, happy birthday, darling. Oh, here's your father.
Hi, boy. Happy birthday.
Hi, Dad. How are you?
I'm losing feeling in my left leg. Here's your mother.
Don't worry. He's fine. So, what are you going to do now, birthday boy?
Well, I thought I'd lie here another 3.5 hours and then go to work.
Is Barbara with you?
No, she's working the streets, and she likes to have breakfast with a pimp. She should be in around 7:30.
Hi, Mom.
Give my boy a kiss. Oh, I can't believe my baby's 39 years old.
Bye, Mom.
Oh, bye, angel birthday boy.
Oh. Happy birthday.
At least she said my age in years. Usually she uses months, like I'm still an infant. How's Mitch? Oh, good. He's 468 months today. Wow. I look a year older. Hmm? Do I look a year older to you?
Honey, at 5:15, everybody looks a year older.
Do you know what I found yesterday?
Hmm?
Hair in my ear.
Mitch.
I'm losing hair where I want hair, and I'm getting hair where they shouldn't be hair. I found 4 big fat ones on my back. I'm starting to look like the fly.
That's it. I'm canceling your birthday party.
Why?
Because your birthdays depress you.
No, they don't.
Oh, Mitch, on your 30th birthday, you said you couldn't see. And then on your 34th birthday, you forgot my name for an hour. Then last year, when I asked you what you wanted, you said a CAT scan.
I had a headache.
This year, let's just let it pass.
I want to see my friends.
All right. But I don't want people coming over here thinking they're in a Bergman film. You've met my husband, Mr. Death.
I'll be good.
Yeah? Because I don't need you any worse than you've been.
Wait a second. What does that mean?
Nothing.
Nothing. Great. Ugh. Hi, I only have a few minutes. I have career day at Danny's school, so I
guess... Yeah, it'll just take a second.
What is it?
Pizza guys, pizza guys, come on down to pizza guys. Be a happy, healthy fella, have some salsa mozzarella, a pizza guy!
So,
it's stupid. It's annoying. It makes people change the station.
I didn't write it.
But you bought it. You put it on the air 3 times a night during drive time. People are having accidents.
You used to go out and get advertising. You hustled. You were creative. Something bad came in, you fixed it. You rewrote it. You worked with it.
My God, we used to make fun of guys who bought crap like this. What's going on with you?
Did you ever reach a point in your life where you say to yourself, this is the best I'm ever going to look? the best I'm ever going to feel, the best I'm ever going to do, and it ain't that great.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Look, I'm the station manager. I'm responsible for the quality of work here at the station. So, till further notice, I have to insist on personally approving all the new spots.
What? I can't make a deal without checking with you first?
Just till you get back on track.
So we're doing this job on 60th and 3rd. Big friggin' ball breaker of a job, right? And we got the area roped off, you know, so that some schmuck don't walk through there and take a wrecking ball between the eyes. All of a sudden, this woman, you know, with the big dark glasses, the Bloomingdale bags, she starts walking right through the ropes. I yelled down at her, "Hey, you can't go there, you stupid bitch." And suddenly, this big steam fitting bursts, and this enormous goddamn crane crashes right down on her legs. And she's screaming, "My legs, my legs." And I say, "No shit, your legs. You got a 2,000-pound goddamn crane on them." Now, do you know how in an emergency you could get, like, superhuman strength? Huh? I reach down and I lift this crane. And Ernesto's able to slide her out from under. And the doctors were able to save her legs. So the moral is, don't walk where you're not supposed to walk because there may not be somebody with superhuman strength to save your little ass. And don't do drugs. That's it.
Thank you, Mr. Morelli. That was very descriptive. Daniel! Would you introduce your father, please, and tell us what he does?
My dad's named Mitch, and he's a submarine commander.
Danny.
Submarine commander?
He works for WBLM Radio.
Well, like Danny said, I work for WBLM Radio.
Are you a disc jockey?
No, I'm not a disc jockey. You know the commercials that are on the radio?
Oh, do you make all those commercials?
No. Other people make the commercials. I sell them time on our station for the commercials to be on.
So you decide which commercials to use and when?
That's right. Well, no, it's not right. It used to be right. Seems now that I even have to check with the station manager if I want to wipe my nose. The minute he took away my authority, I should have quit.
Mr. Robbins.
What? Value this time in your life, kids. Because this is the time in your life when you still have your choices. And it goes by so fast. When you're a teenager, you think you can do anything, and you do. Your 20s are a blur. 30s, you raise your family, you make a little money, and you think to yourself, what happened to my 20s? 40s, you grow a little pot belly, you grow another chin. The music starts to get too loud. One of your old girlfriends from high school becomes a grandmother. 50s, you have a minor surgery. You'll call it a procedure, but it's a surgery. 60s, you'll have a major surgery. The music is still loud, but it doesn't matter because you can't hear it anyway. 70s, you and the wife retire to Fort Lauderdale. Start eating dinner at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You have lunch around 10, breakfast the night before. Spend most of your time wandering around malls looking for the ultimate soft yogurt and muttering, how come the kids don't call? How come the kids don't call? The 80s, you'll have a major stroke. You end up babbling to some Jamaican nurse who your wife can't stand, but who you call mama. Any questions? Danny was embarrassed to tell the class what my job is.
They're 9. They get excited about the guy who gives them change at the arcade. You just happen to have one of those jobs. It's difficult to
believe that a grown man does without losing his mind. I mean, what is my job? I mean, I sell advertising time on the radio. So basically, I sell air. At least my father was an upholsterer. He made a sofa, a couch you could sit on. It was something tangible. What can I point to? Where's my work? It's air. I sell air.
Well, so what are you saying? You want to quit?
How can I quit? I'm trapped.
You're trapped.
Yeah. The other day, you said you want to send Holly to a performing arts school.
Well, she's got talent.
Talent? She was in one play, and she fell off the stage. That's not talent. That's gravity. And that school costs money. Everything
Bye.
Costs money.
Bye.
Where are you going?
I'm sleeping at Gwen's down the hall.
Again? Are you paying rent there?
Dad.
We're having a birthday party.
I don't want to sit around all night with your friends.
I told her it'd be all right. We'll have a family party tomorrow.
Bye, Dad.
Bye.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Please, let me show you how it popped my shoulder.
Oh. Oh. Danny, Dan, come on, come on. He's in the gifted program. Come on, go to sleep, huh? Kim, you poor thing. What has married life done to you? I mean, you look like hell.
6 months. Admit it. You didn't think Ed would ever get married.
Well, he met the right woman. And how often are you meeting that woman?
You're lucky it's your birthday, pal.
Excuse me. I see one of the guests is stealing.
Your husband is so cute. He must laugh all day.
Yeah, my sides hurt.
We saw a picture of you in a newspaper in your underwear.
Oh, well, that was an advertisement. I sometimes model ladies' underwear.
You look great.
Mom, you said let's see how she looks after having two kids.
Daniel, time to go to bed. We'll wake you for your wedding.
Bill? Hello? You're pretending to sleep at my birthday party.
Is she around?
She's in the kitchen. This is quite a life you've carved out for yourself, Phil.
Phil! Phil! We're leaving.
We haven't had cake. He hasn't even opened his presents yet.
Phil, you have to open the store at 4:30. Daddy's counting on you.
15 more minutes?
Starting now.
In the morning?
Hey, you know, you match a supermarket, that's when the food arrives.
Don't you have an assistant or a kid or something?
Arlene's father likes me to do it. No free rides, Philly boy. No free rides. I'm telling you, they got me by the balls. She's got one, he's got the other.
Do you ever think about quitting?
Yeah, sure, right. That's just what I want to do. Start over with two kids to take care of? No. At this age, where you are, you are.
Hey, look who's awake.
Look, I have got 14 minutes, okay? So can we give him the present?
Yeah.
What'd you get me?
2 weeks. The three of us. New Mexico. Driving cattle.
What, like in a truck?
No, cowboys. It's a real old-fashioned cattle drive.
We drive the herd from New Mexico to Colorado.
You can do this?
We ride, we rope, we sleep out under the stars.
Show them the brochure.
It's fantastic, Mitch.
Huh. It's the newest thing. People do this. It's great.
Wow, look at this.
Real horses.
Does look good.
Good? It's great. Cowboys, it's what you always wanted to be. Remember Mitchie the Kid?
Right, Mitchie the Kid. And it's right when your vacation comes. We've been planning it for weeks.
I can't do it.
Why?
We're going to Florida to visit Barbara's parents.
What, are you sick?
No, it's planned already. I promised.
I worked every weekend for a year to get this. What's with you these days?
Nothing. You know, nothing. Just, I don't want to disappoint Barbara. Who is that? I know 9 people and they're all here. Excuse me. Yes.
Hi. Is Mr. Phil Berquist here?
Can I get you something?
Mr. Berquist, your housekeeper told me where you were. I'm in trouble.
Oh, what are you doing here, Nancy?
Who's on register 9?
I don't know what to do.
Rumaki?
I don't think this is the time or the place to talk about this.
I'm late.
What?
I missed my period.
Whoops.
What?
I was at work and on my break, and I took one of those home pregnancy tests from aisle 11.
The ones on special?
Yes. And it came up blue.
Why is she telling you this, Phil?
Because I'm her boss. And we have a health plan.
Son of a bitch, you screwed this little girl in my father's store?
No.
Nick was in his car.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm not a little girl. I'm 20.
Get out of this house, you little whore.
Hey! I will not permit you to talk to her that way.
Fine. I'll tell my father what you did.
No! Do not call Mr. Levine! Hey! Put down that phone!
No, Phil, put it down.
No!
That's my phone!
You're crazy!
That's right! Not having sex for 12 years will do that to a person!
Now, come on, you stop it. Come on, not in front of your friends. Come on.
I'm not afraid of you!
Ah!
Call from the bedroom!
The bedroom? How the hell would you know where the bedroom is?
I'm calling!
Go ahead, call him. I'm sure he's home. It's his night to meet with the other escaped Nazis, isn't it?
I hate you!
I hate you more! If hate were people, I'd be China!
Let's bring out the cake.
Good party. Mitch, is that what you've been trying to tell me? That you feel like Phil?
Like Phil?
Yeah, am I going to be sitting here some night and some checkout girl comes here looking for you?
No, of course not.
I know you're not happy here. You're not happy at work. I know how men think. I'm not happy here. I'm not happy there. I'll be happy here.
No, you make me happy here.
No, I make you feel trapped.
No, you don't. It's not you.
Well, how do you think that makes me feel when I hear you say that?
I didn't mean you. It's me. I just feel lost.
Kim was telling me about this cattle drive thing.
Oh.
Maybe you should go.
What about Florida?
You'll be miserable in Florida. You'll make me miserable. You hate my parents.
I don't hate your parents.
Come on, Mitch. You have known my father since you were 18 years old, and you've never called him by his name.
What is his name? It's a joke. I was just joking. Look, I said I'm going to go, and I'm going to go.
You don't understand what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's all right if you don't want to come with us. I'm saying I don't want you to come. Go away with Ed. Take Phil. I am giving you these 2 weeks. It's my present. Go and find your smile.
I can't.
Jump off that bridge when we come to it.
Just watching this.
Are you kidding? This is fantastic.
Take him down!
I wonder if I could do that to Arlene.
Phil, forget about it already.
I could do it. You've seen her ears.
It must be the other guest.
I wish I hadn't worn this jacket.
Why not?
Why, look at it. It's got your name and your picture on it. It's a little grotesque.
I'm proud of what I do.
So's the president. He doesn't put his picture on a suit.
Hi. You guys guests here?
Yeah, we just got her a minute ago. I'm Mitch Robbins.
Ed Ferrillo. I sell sporting goods.
Show me your jacket.
Yeah, I'm Phil Berquist. I committed adultery. Lost my job and my family.
His jacket's being made.
Oh, yeah. I'm Ben Jessup, and this is my son, Steve Jessup.
Where are you from?
Baltimore. We have a dental practice there.
Really? You're both dentists?
Yes. We're black and we're dentists. Let's not make an issue out of it. They're not making an issue. You're making an issue.
Hi.
Hello.
Isn't this great?
We're Ira and Barry Shalowitz.
Ira and Barry, that's like the ice cream.
No, that's us. We make Ira and Barry's ice cream.
Really? I love that ice cream. But on the commercials, it's a different Ira and Barry. It's too...
Good-looking guys.
Models.
If it was us, could you eat?
Who is that?
Hi. I'm Bonnie Rayburn. Actually, I was supposed to meet somebody here, but I got the message at the airport that she's not coming, and I'm feeling really out of place. I'm thinking of leaving.
No, right.
Definitely.
You know, when I was alive, I would have found her attractive.
Howdy. I'm Clay Stone, and this is my wife, Millie.
I do. Howdy.
Welcome to the Stone Ranch. Believe it or not, that work you saw a while ago, y'all are going to be doing that the next 2 weeks.
Yahoo!
It's a good yahoo, son.
Thank you.
Now, this ranch has been in my family for 5 generations. And we've always tried to live out here by the code of the old West. If you came out here thinking this is a dude ranch, I hate to disappoint you. This is not pretend. This is a real working ranch. We've got to move these animals from here to our ranch in Colorado.
This is going to be great.
You may feel like a bunch of pigs on roller skates for a while, but we're going to be watching you. We're going to see how you set a horse. And in a few days, you'll be rounding up a herd and going after strays. And you're going to be in some country that's just as pretty as heaven. Now, here's some of the folks you'll be working with. This is T.R. and Jeff. They're both professional cowboys. And our trail boss will be in a couple of days. And this is the best doggone Western chef going. Cookie! Oh, Cookie! Tell them what they're going to eat.
You ain't going to be getting no Nouveau Almondine thin crust bottled water sautéed city food. Food's brown, hot, and plenty of it.
It's not that bad. Now listen, we're going to go to work in the morning. And I mean work. Came out here city slickers. You're going to go home, cowboy.
What do you think?
I think you look like one of the village people.
I'll take that shirt, too.
Excuse me. Here, boy. Here, boy.
Again. Boy, you're getting great, Ed.
See? There's nothing to it. Okay, your turn.
I just can't get this.
You'll do it this time.
Okay.
It's wrist, 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 go.
Okay.
That's it. Wrist, 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 go. Will you stop kidding around?
I'm not kidding around. I can't get this. I'm not good with ropes. I can't even take the string off a bakery box.
It's time, run.
Okay.
Yahoo! Whoa!
Everyone can do it but you. It's embarrassing.
It's not a competition, Ed.
Everything's a competition. Life's a competition. Come on, try it again.
How's it going?
Oh, okay. Where have you been?
Oh, I was watching them castrate a horse.
Well, I'm hungry. How about you?
Can I help you with that?
No, thanks. I think I'm getting it.
Are you? Are you getting it?
See this? You see what's going on?
Yeah, I'll take the big one.
Wait a second. We are guests here.
What, are you going to wrestle the cowboys?
We're not going to do nothing.
Wait. Hey, let me handle this, okay? You know how you get. It'll be high noon.
Come on, let me help you out.
Look, just leave me alone.
Come on. Why can't you see it? I'm in love.
Hi, boys. How are you? Yeah, I was just roping over there. Thought I'd mosey on over. You know, I'd never moseyed before. Hope I did it correctly. I mean, I've walked, I've ambled. I even sashayed once, but that was in front of the draft board. Hello? Ooh, Ralph Corral. Bonnie, want to come roping with us?
That's all right. I think that Bonnie's talking with us, friend.
She's fine right here. Guys, listen, what are you doing, huh? This isn't exactly 90s behavior, got to be honest with you.
You stepped on my foot.
You did not, you horse's ass.
Ed.
You want a piece of this?
Anytime, Zeke.
How about right now, Stubby?
Fine.
This man owes you an apology.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean anything by it.
Not you. Him.
Him? Yeah, of course.
God, I'm sorry, man. That'll never happen again.
Yeah, see that it doesn't. I'm sorry, though. We're on the same... You're doing fine.
You guys were drinking. Don't let it happen again.
Man I've ever seen in my life. Did you see how leathery he was? He was like a saddlebag with eyes.
Listen, it took a lot of courage to do what you did. Thank you.
I'm married. You're wrong, Ed. I'm telling you. It was not a stupid thing to say.
It was. She says thanks, and you say I'm married?
Yeah. I don't want any false flirtings.
False flirtings?
Mm-hmm.
But what if you're like me? What if you don't encourage them and they still come after you?
It doesn't happen. See, women need a reason to have sex. Men just need a place.
Good night. I'm going to bed.
Good night. Sleep tight.
That was flirting.
No, that was politeness. That was have a pleasant and restful evening.
No, that was I like your ass. Could I wear it as a hat?
Say, Phil was telling us you had a little trouble with Jeff and T.R.?
Yeah, they were giving Bonnie a hard time.
Yeah, but he took care of it.
But what made it worse was the trail boss comes over.
Curly?
His name is Curly. Perfect.
You know what the cook said about him? Said he killed a man in a knife fight. He said he slit him from neck to nuts. I'm not happy about this.
This guy's a cowboy. One of the last real men. He's untamed, a Mustang. We're trained ponies.
It'll do us good to be in his world for a while.
Do us good? He was hanging the help.
He was helping us.
This guy is not normal, I'm telling you. Did you see his eyes? He's got crazy eyes. He's a lunatic. I'm telling you, we are going into the wilderness being led by a lunatic. He's behind me, isn't he?
Time to turn in.
Good night. Good night.
Sorry. I didn't mean anything by that.
I crap bigger than you.
He's gonna kill me.
Watch it! Excuse me! Ooh.
Wow. Ray, you are riding so much better.
Thanks. I just talked to Nancy.
Who's Nancy?
She's the girl.
Oh, the girl.
She's not pregnant.
Really?
Well, that's good, isn't it?
For her?
So what does it mean?
You know what I think? Out there are all the answers.
No, Ed. Out there
are cows, and plenty of them. We're gonna go 200 miles with a big moving stink.
Okay.
You guys are probably too young to remember this, but when I was a kid, I remember seeing a movie called Red River.
Oh, I've seen it on TV.
Yeah.
But not in the movie theater. The big screen with John Wayne and Montgomery Clift. You remember the scene? It was the start of the cattle drive.
Dad.
No, son, that's why we're here.
The yeehaw scene? The yeehaw scene. Before they took the cattle out, those cowboys waved their hats in the air and yelled, yeehaw! What do you say to that?
All right, over now!
Yeah!
We'll see you in Colorado.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young at heart. For it's hard you will find to be narrow of mind. If you're young at heart, and if you should survive to 105, look at all you've derived just by being alive. Now here is the best part. You have a head start if you are amongst the very young. At
hey, look, a stray. You take him, Mitch.
No, it's the first one. You get him, Ed.
No, it's the first one. Well, let Phil have him.
No, I'll get the next one. Look, you get this one, I'll get the next one.
You sure? I mean, there's going to be plenty.
No, yeah, you get this one, I'll get the next one, then Ed,
because,
you will go...
Like a round-robin yeah, okay. Kind of thing. That's good, yeah. All right, so we'll get this...
You!
Oh, all right, good. Come on, go!
I'm a shoot number nine!
Hey, go, Mickey!
Mitch,
go, Mickey! No, don't go back there. No. Think I can't see behind there? Come on now.
Like chasing a mime.
Yeah, cowboy. All right,
I did it. All right. Uh-oh. Hey, moonwalk.
I'd like to thank everybody and God for helping me pick my stray in.
Let's go, boy. Oh, okay, all right. Hold back.
All right now.
the clutch. Stop. Cut the wheel. Cut it. Cut it. Cut it. That's it. Stay back and... Oh, Mark has locked it.
You got the key, sir? How long are you going to be?
Woo!
Oh, I wish the kids could have seen that. Oh.
Then dump it into the personal and then make up.
What are we telling him this for? He's our accountant.
What are we telling you this for? You're our accountant.
No, don't. Just get a Met score.
Okay. Arnold, I'm losing you. We're going behind a butte. Arnold, what's the Met score? The Mets. I lost them.
Boy, that saddle's having all the fun.
You have like a half-track mind.
You wouldn't like to screw a brains out?
Lovely image. It ranks right up there with my other favorite of yours, Bang the Shit Out of
Him. I'm sorry if I offended your delicate sensibilities. I noticed you were staring at it pretty good.
That's different.
Different?
Yeah. Look, I go to an art gallery, right? And I see a Picasso.
Well, she's a Picasso now.
No, she's not a Picasso. If she was a Picasso, she'd have three tits. What I'm saying is, if I see a nice painting, I look at it, but I don't pull it off the wall.
Let me ask you this. What if you could have great sex with someone very attractive, and Barbara would never find out?
It's a big trap. I mean, look what happened to Phil. The girl came to his house, then she came to my house.
Yeah. Let's say a spaceship lands.
Good, reality. Are you listening to this?
A spaceship lands and the most beautiful woman you ever saw gets out. And all she wants to do is have the greatest sex in the universe with you.
Could happen.
And the second it's over, she flies away for eternity. No one will ever know. You're telling me you wouldn't do it?
No. Because what you're describing actually happened to my cousin Ronald, and his wife did find out about it at the beauty ball. They know everything there.
Forget about it.
Look, Ed, what I'm saying is, it wouldn't make it all right if Barbara didn't know. I'd know, and I wouldn't like myself. That's all.
Pay attention, girls. We got strays.
Hi, Curly. Kill anyone today?
It ain't over yet.
I wonder what Barbara's doing.
You really with just one woman for 15 years? Just one?
Yes, Ed. I'm married. I caught my limit. Why are you after me about this?
Let's say, all your life, for breakfast, you're eating from the Kellogg's variety pack.
And the spaceship lands?
No. And then you don't get the variety pack. You pick one, your favorite one, and you just get that one from then on. Every day, for the rest of your life, the same cereal. And then you wake up one morning, and you're just not hungry anymore.
You can't get an erection.
Hey, pal, I can get an erection anytime I want. Watch.
Ed, please don't. Come on. Leave the stallion in the corral. You'll knock me into the fire, okay?
See, here's the thing. Kim wants to have kids.
And you don't?
I tell her it's because we wouldn't have as much fun. It would hurt her modeling, but that's not the reason. Having a kid, that's heavy. That's a real commitment. That's saying I'm never going to be with another woman for the rest of my life.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. I have no life. We're all agreed on that, right?
Right.
Okay. And your big problem is that you're married to this gorgeous 24-year-old underwear model who thinks that the sun rises and sets in your pants, and that's not enough for you?
You don't understand.
No, I don't understand.
I don't want to screw around now, Kim.
So don't.
Oh. From the king of restraint.
What does that mean?
It means that's pretty smug advice coming from a man who mounted an 18-year-old checkout girl on the day-old bread rack.
She's 20 and shut up.
Let me get you hot, Phil. I need a price. Register 9. I need a price.
Cut it out. Guys.
What'd you use for protection? Paper or plastic? Paper. Yeah, come on.
We're on vacation!
You're
going
to be nothing.
You're spooking the cattle.
We were just fooling around.
See you tomorrow. Sun up.
Morning.
Hi.
You done with that?
Yeah, help yourself.
See, Mom, we're keeping clean.
It's cold, but I'm a real pioneer, man. Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Come on, guys. You're sorry, you're sorry. Let's make up, huh? All right.
My fault.
No, it's all right.
Now, to celebrate, I got a special treat. We're going to make fresh coffee. Battery operated. Instantly grinds its own beans. Only $19.95. Come on, why live like animals?
That's great.
Yeah.
All right, now, the first cup's going to be for my good friend, Phil. When we were kids, he used to let me watch his sister undress. I've never forgotten it, Phil, because I still do it. Okay. Wow, something's spooking the cattle.
Look, 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 the cows are going away.
Wow, look at them go.
That is amazing.
Stampede, we gotta get them.
Get him, get him.
Whoa.
Beautiful, get that in the frame.
Oh yeah, I got him. Ah!
I'm gonna die. Oh, God. They're coming at us!
Trying to make a cup of coffee, that's all. It's French roast.
There's still a few head missing. Must have gone into that canyon while I was getting the others.
DR and I'll get them.
No, I'll get them. With you.
Me?
Yeah. You're coming with me.
Just the two of us?
You move the herd, I'll catch up.
I mean, we'll catch up.
Let's go.
Bye. Curly, did I ever show you pictures of my wife and kids? I'm their sole support, you know.
Is he gonna be all right?
Sure. Curly's just trying to scare him. You know, Mitch, he's a wise ass.
If anything happens to him, I'm going after Barbara.
Throw a rope on this one so we can go after the others. Rope him.
I'm not good at it. I have a roping disability.
Oh.
right with you.
Jesus Christ.
Hey. See, I'm good at this part.
Throw it!
You know what just occurred to me? Roping is stupid.
This is a cow, not a gazelle. Watch.
Get off the horse, huh?
Okay.
And then you walk up to the cow.
Look how good this is working.
Then you say, "Hi, Bob Vila for this whole herd. We're going to rope you today." Then you take Mr. Loop and put it around the head of Mr. Cow. Now, what's wrong with that?
Is that it?
That's it.
What are we doing?
Making camp. Too late to catch up to the herd before dark. Catch up tomorrow.
You mean we're gonna sleep out here? Just,
That's right.
Oh, God. It's deliverance.
Getting ready to shave?
You make a lot of smart remarks at my expense, don't you?
I'm joking. I do with everybody. It's just my way.
I don't understand that way. Put that away. Said, put that away.
Hey, you know, the first time I tried to talk to you, you embarrassed me. So I teased you a little bit, which maybe I shouldn't have done. So I'm sorry. But now you're sitting over there playing with your knife, trying to frighten me. But you're doing a good job. If you're gonna kill me, get on with it. If not, shut the hell up. I'm on vacation.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Lonely but free I'll be found, drifting along in the tumbling tumbleweeds. Cares of the past are behind, no way to go but I'll find. Just where the trail will wind, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweeds.
You know any show tunes?
And the second it's over, she's gonna get back into her spaceship and fly away for eternity. Would you do it?
She a redhead?
Could be.
I like redheads.
You ever been married?
No.
You ever been in love?
Once. I was driving a herd across the panhandle, Texas. Passed near this little dirt farm around about sundown. Out in the field was this young woman working down in the dirt. Just about then, she stood up to stretch her back. She was wearing a little cotton dress, and the setting sun was right behind her, showing the shape that God had given her.
What happened?
I just turned around and rode away.
Why?
I figured it wasn't going to get any better than that.
Yeah, but you could have been, you know, with her.
I've been with lots of women.
Yeah, but, you know, she could have been the love of your life.
She is.
That's great. That's not great. No, that's wrong, Curly. You passed up something that might have been terrific.
My choice.
I never could have done that.
That's your choice. Cowboy leads a different kind of life when there were cowboys. They're a dying breed. Still means something to me, though. A couple of days, you'll move this herd across the river, driving through the valley. Oh, there's nothing like bringing in a herd.
See, now that's great. Your life makes sense to you. What's so funny?
You city folk, you worry about a lot of shit, don't you?
Shit?
Yeah.
My wife basically told me she doesn't want me around.
She read it.
I'm just saying.
How old are you? 38.
39.
Yeah. You all come up here about the same age, same problems. Spend about 50 weeks a year getting knots in your rope, and then you think 2 weeks up here will untie for you. None of you get it. Do you know what the secret of life is?
No, what?
This.
Your finger?
One thing. Just one thing. You stick to that and everything else don't mean shit.
That's great, but what's the one thing?
That's what you gotta figure out.
What's the matter? What's going on?
This cow's having a baby.
Yeah.
I noticed it when we found her. I was hoping she'd make it through the drive, but she's ready.
Does she do it herself, or do you have to help her?
I'll hold her down. You deliver the calf.
Excuse me? Hello? Why don't I hold her down?
You don't know how. She'll kick you and kill you and her and the calf, and that's too much for me to carry back.
I see your point.
Come on, she's ready.
She's
bursting.
Oh, God, there's going to be bursting?
Just reach in and pull out the calf.
You know, this was not in the brochure.
She needs help. God damn it. Now, what's taking so long? Did you see the head?
I only see a tail.
Oh, shit. It's turned the wrong way. Get it out.
Uh-oh. My watch came off.
Now!
It was a gift.
Do it!
Come on. Look what I did. I made a cow. Unbelievable. This is amazing.
He looks like you.
Look at him. Uh-huh. Yeah. Get up.
Oh, shit.
Look at this. He's walking already. He's a genius. He gets that from my side of the family.
We all walk very early. I'm going to name him Norman. You know, because years ago... Why did you do that?
She was dying. She was suffering. You saved the calf. Good job, Capola.
Norman, that is it.
You were only down a quart.
That's really wonderful. You got him to drink from the bottle.
Yeah, thank God, because my nipples were killing me.
What do you think? What would be the perfect flavor with this meal?
Cherry vanilla?
No. If it was Chinese food, right on the money. But this, toasted almonds.
Mm. What's going on?
Barry can pick out the exact right flavor of ice cream to follow any meal. Go ahead. Challenge him.
Challenge him.
Come on.
Franks and beans.
Scoop of chocolate, scoop of vanilla. Don't waste my time. Come on. Push me.
Sea bass.
Grilled.
Sauteed.
I'm with you.
Potatoes au gratin. Asparagus.
Rum raisin.
Woof! Woof what? How do you know he's right?
How do we know? 1,400 retail outlets across the country. That's how we know.
Woof!
Will you stop with Roberto Clemente? Henry Aaron was the greatest right fielder of our generation.
Could he run like Clemente? Could he throw like Clemente?
Look, I'm going to say one thing to you, okay? 755 home runs. Goodbye.
Hey, Clemente was killed in a plane crash.
What, you're going to blame that on Aaron?
No, I'm not blaming. I'm just saying.
Rough baseball.
You've got something against baseball?
It's just I used to live with a guy who was like a baseball encyclopedia, and I just got flashes.
But you broke up with him because of baseball?
No. We had different needs. I needed him to treat me decently and get a job, and he needed to empty my bank account and leave.
Ouch. So do you hate baseball?
No, I like baseball. I just never understood how you guys can spend so much time discussing it. I mean, I've been to games, but I don't memorize who played third base for Pittsburgh in 1960.
Don Hoke.
Don Hoke.
Beat you.
See, that's exactly what I mean.
So what do you and your friends talk about out there?
Well, real life. Relationships. Are they working? Are they not? Who's she seeing? Is that working?
No contest. We win.
Why?
Honey, if that were as interesting as baseball, they'd have cards for it and sell it with gum.
Ed, I see by the sun it's time for you to hibernate again. You're right, I suppose. I guess it is childish, but... when I was about 18 and my dad and I couldn't communicate about anything at all, we could still talk about baseball. No, that was real. You know what the secret of life is? It's this. One thing. Just one thing.
And what's that?
I have no idea. No, but ask Curly, because he seems to know.
Curly knows the secret of life?
Yeah. I'm going to invite him over. I mean, he's a very interesting guy. You'll see.
I'm sure he is.
Hey, Curly? Curly? Curl? You got a minute?
He is a real cowboy. He sleeps with his eyes open so he can still watch the herd.
Carol. Carly?
Is this all right? Do you need, like, a license or something to bury somebody?
This is where Curly'd want to be buried.
I mean, he said he was a dying breed, and I didn't know he meant on this trip.
The man ate bacon at every meal. I mean, you can't do that.
Well, I guess that's it. Wait a minute. Shouldn't somebody say something? I mean, you know, like a eulogy?
Yeah. Cookie, you know him best.
Lord, we give you Curly. Try not to piss him off.
That's it?
What else is there? I got chicken burning.
You're a warm man, Cookie. Wait a second, I'll... What can I say about Curly? I didn't know you well, but I'll never forget you. You live life on your terms. Simple, honest, and brave. I'm glad for this short time that we spent together.
Amen.
You think this is all right? I mean, with them?
All right, listen up. Ben, I want you to take the left flank with T.R. and Bonnie. I want you three boys. You're going to ride point. I'm going to push with Steve, Barry, and Ira.
Yeah. Hey, pros. He'll be okay. Long, cowboy. You know what makes you stop and think?
Stop the clock. That's 25 minutes, I win.
Yep.
Win what? I had under a half an hour before you started to talk about death.
Why would you think I would talk about death?
What, are you kidding? We just came from a funeral. And it's your favorite subject.
It is not. I just think that when you see a life end, it's a natural time to think about your own mortality.
No, it isn't. Why do that to yourself? When somebody dies, I don't change places with them. I appreciate the fact that I'm not dead. Look at this. It's a beautiful day. I'm here with my two best friends, and we're driving a herd of cattle across the plains. Pretty goddamn great. It's one of the best days of my life.
All right, what is the best day of your life?
You mean ever?
Yeah, best day ever in your whole life. And you can't do when your kids were born. That's too easy.
I got one. I'm 7 years old, and my dad takes me to Yankee Stadium. My first game. We're going in this long, dark tunnel underneath the stands. And I'm holding his hand, and we come up out of the tunnel into the light. It was huge. How green the grass was. Brown dirt. And that great green copper roof, remember? And we had a black and white TV, so this was the first game I ever saw in color. Sat there the whole game next to my dad. He taught me how to keep score. Mickey hit one out.
Good day.
And I still have the program.
All right, what was the worst day you ever had?
Worst day. A couple years ago, Barbara finds a lump.
What? Jesus.
Yeah, it scared the shit out of me.
You never said anything.
Yeah, well, you know, it turned out to be nothing, but that whole day was...
Yeah, but that was a good day.
How?
Because it turned out to be nothing.
Yeah, but the whole day until then was horrible.
Yeah, but it came out good. You're a real, the glass is half empty kind of a guy, you know that? I don't know how Barbara can stand it.
Yeah.
All right, I got one. My best day.
This isn't the one about Arlene and that loose step, is it?
No, my wedding day.
What?
Yeah, remember that day? Outdoor wedding. Arlene looked great. Water pills really worked. You guys were all smiling at me, and my dad,
in the front. Gives me a little wink. You know? I mean, he's not the warmest of men. But he winked. You know, he was the first one of us to get married and have a real job. And I remember thinking, I'm grown up. You know, I'm not a goofball anymore. I made it. I felt like a man. It's the best day of my life.
What was your worst day?
Every day since is a tie.
All right, Ed, your best day. What is it? Twins in a trapeze? What?
No, I don't want to play.
Well, we did it.
I don't feel like it.
Okay.
I'm 14 and my mother and father are fighting again. You know, because she caught him again. Caught him. This time the girl drove by the house to pick him up. And I finally realized he wasn't just cheating on my mother. He was cheating on us. So I told him. I said, you're bad to us. We don't love you. I'll take care of my mother and my sister. We don't need you anymore. And he made like he was going to hit me, but I didn't budge. Then he turned around and he left. Never bothered us again. But I took care of my mother and my sister from that day on. That's my best day.
What was your worst day?
Same day. Early looks in, he gets the sign from Barra. He gets the sign from Barra, the pitch.
Whoa! Whoa!
Whoa! Double bagger, two bagger. You can't run on that one, mate. Rolling, rolling, rolling. Keep them doggies rolling. Man, my ass is swollen. Right. Get him up, move him out, wake him up, get him dressed, get him shaved, comb the hair, right. Tie me down, tie me lies, pull my hair, stack my thighs. With a big wet strap of right.
What is he doing?
Yeah, yeah. Come on, boy.
He's drunk, the old shithead.
Where'd he get the liquor?
How do I know that? God damn it, we better get him out of there.
Is that a happy face?
He's nuts.
He's throwing our food.
Well, we'll...
We'll what? Water out! He's headed for the ravine!
I'm sure he sees it.
What can you say about Skyrocket and Buttercup?
Don't say anything. Let's just get out of here.
Wait, let's just recap what we've buried so far on this trip. Trail boss, two horses.
I can't believe we buried horses.
Well, the impact really drove them into the ground. We just covered them up with some dirt.
How are we going to move the food in the tents?
The tents roll up. We can pack enough food in our saddlebags to get us there.
Okay, let's do it.
Problem's Cookie. Let's not forget his legs are broke.
Oh, God, they're going to shoot him. I know it. They're going to shoot him.
Now, we put Cookie on this litter so we can get him out of here. Both me and TR got to stay with you all in the herd. We're going to be hitting some pretty rough mountain country.
Oy.
There's a town that's about half a day's ride out of here. I can draw a map. Somebody's got to take Cookie. Volunteers?
I guess Steve and I should go.
Why?
Because he's injured and we have medical training.
Yeah, Dad, but we're dentists. I mean, what are we going to do? Give him a cleaning?
We have a better chance of helping him than anyone, son.
But you're having fun.
Ride with me. It will still be fun. Huh?
That's really great of you, Ben. Steve?
Yeah, thanks a lot. That's great.
Thanks, Ben.
Good luck.
Thank you, Dr. Jessup. That's...
Yeah, we would have gone, but...
Good. I'll make up that map.
Hey, look. I found where Cookie was hiding his whiskey.
You old coot.
Hey, Jeff. Huh.
Shouldn't we do something?
Let them have their fun, and they'll sleep it off.
Swig.
I knew it. I knew we couldn't trust these guys.
I said tennis camp. You said, let's drive cattle.
Wait a minute. I got an idea.
Look at this.
Norman. Norman.
What are they doing with Norman?
Mitchie, come on out and play.
Don't go out there.
What, do you think I'm nuts?
Mitch, do you like calf brains?
This is over a cow.
This is your last chance.
They're not going to hurt me. There's too many witnesses.
Please be careful.
They're just going to embarrass me. So I'll let them. Norman, have you been bothering the cowboys again? You know, you raise them, you try to teach them right from wrong, but they learn these things from their friends. I mean, it's the school systems. You're grounded, mister. These cows today, huh?
You pansy-ass bastard.
Are you talking to me or Norman?
You shit-nosed little faggot.
Oh, me? Listen, guys, we have a group of people here who came out for a good time. And to say the least, it's been a little bit strange. But we're counting on you to get us through this. So I'm asking you, please, why don't you just go and sleep it off, huh?
Sleep this off. Yeehaw!
Put the gun down! Put down the goddamn gun!
Phil, I'm not gonna let a bully us anymore. My father-in-law is a bully. Phil, I hate bullies. Because a bully doesn't just beat you up. He takes away your dignity.
Phil!
I hate that. I really hate that. Sorry. Bang!
All right, you two assholes, go sleep it off. And let's have some peace and quiet around here, for Christ's sake! I'm tired! I've been under a lot of stress. I lost my wife. I lost my job. And I've got some sort of rash from making in the bushes.
Are you okay? Phil, thanks. That was amazing.
What?
You know,
Oh, that. Yeah. Why don't you put the gun down, Phil?
Hmm? Oh, no, you don't have to worry. I know how to handle a gun. Just keep one at the store. You know, you lock up late at night, there's a lot of cash around. Gotta make sure that the register totals match the cash and checks and the coupons, and then you got the order forms to fill out for the next day. You got to check the stock. I mean, there's a lot to do there. It's a very responsible job. Oh, Christ!
Come on, Philly. Come on, man. It's not that bad.
I'm at a dead end. I'm almost 40 years old. I've wasted my life.
Yeah, but now you got a chance to start over. You know? Remember when we were kids? And we'd be playing ball and the ball would get stuck up in a tree or something? And we'd yell, do over! Huh?
Yeah.
Your life is a do-over. You got a clean slate.
I got no place to live. I'm going to get wiped out in the divorce because I committed adultery. So I may never even see my kids again. I'm alone. How's that slate look now?
Well, the fun continues. They're gone.
Who?
Jeff and TR. They skedaddled.
They jumped on their horses and took off.
They probably thought we'd get them in trouble.
Which we would.
Does anybody know how to get where we're going?
So, we're talking death?
Now wait, won't Ben and Steve send some help?
Maybe they won't. I mean, when they left, we were still pretty much okay.
Still, they might.
Might? We're hanging our lives on might.
Let's not get hysterical here, okay? Calm down. Now, for 4 days, we've been going in this direction. I think we keep going in that direction.
Isn't that a little vague?
Curly said there was a river and a valley. We'll just have to do the best we can.
So you're saying we can drive this herd?
The herd? Are you delirious? We leave the herd. We'll go 10 times as fast without them.
Well, yeah, but there's no pasture land up here. There's no water. I don't think they can survive up here.
Well, not to sound cold-hearted, but so the hell what? No, I mean, they give us a trail boss with a coronary. They give us a bunch of drunks, and we're supposed to worry about the cattle? You're a nicer person than I am.
No, you're right.
Look, the rest of you go ahead. I'll drive the herd.
What are you talking about?
I'm saying I think I can bring in the herd.
No, you can't. What, are you crazy? You couldn't even manage your stores. You had to bring in your cousin.
Mitch, you were right about all the weekend warrior shit. The war games, the parachuting, that was all bullshit. But this is real. This is really happening. No rules, no games. Just can I do it?
It is a game. It's your regular game, Ed. Don't you see it? Am I better than my father? Well, you are, okay?
Look, I need to do this.
It's impossible.
I'll do it with you.
Phil. Phil. You have like a day's worth of food and water left.
We'll be all right.
Maybe you won't.
Well, maybe we will, Mitch. Why don't you just accept that maybe you don't know what we're going through?
I know exactly what you're going through. And you think that bringing in this herd is going to make all the broken pieces of your life come together?
Hey, you don't want to do it? Don't do it. We want to do it.
I'm not doing it.
Don't do it. I'm not asking you to do it.
You have been talking me into doing stuff like this my whole life, and I am not doing this.
What are you, deaf? I'm not asking you to do it.
Great.
Come on, Phil.
It's crazy. We'll ride out together tomorrow morning. Without the herd. They can do whatever they want.
Come on. We've got cattle to move.
Children!
You take those, I'll take these.
Hey, come back here. Hey! Stop! Stop it! Stop! Get back here!
The hell with the Unage anyway! What the heck? How did I do that? Hey, Mitch! It's Mitch! Mitchie the kid!
Curly said there's nothing like bringing in the herd.
Nice hat, partner.
Come on. Hey, there's my little man. Sorry I was late, but there was so much traffic. That's... Ha! It's nothing to be ashamed of. I had the same problem.
But didn't you feel stupid? I mean, didn't you feel inadequate?
Yeah, for a while, but then I overcame it. Can I explain it to you again? I mean, promise me you won't get upset.
Okay. It's not going to do any good.
Okay. If you want to watch one show, but record another show at the same time, the television set does not have to be on channel 3.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
No, if you're watching, watch a recording, then it has to be on 3.
But the TV or the machine?
The TV.
You're saying I can record something I'm not even watching?
Yes, that's the point. You don't even need a TV to record.
How would I see it?
Well, to see it, you need a TV.
But shut up. Just shut up. He doesn't get it. He'll never get it. It's been 4 hours. The cows can tape something by now. Forget about it, please.
How do you do the clock?
Oh, you're dead. You are dead. Come down. Come down. Come on. Let's go,
cow.
Come there. Ah. Stop. Move down. Whoa.
over, Cal. Come on.
You're crazy. You talk about me, but you're crazy.
You could have been killed.
We almost lost you, pal.
Nice catch. It was like Mays in the 54 World Series. Big words.
Big words.
Ha, 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 ha,
I'm telling you, I'm as happy as a puppy with two feeders.
We had a search party out looking for you boys.
They didn't find us.
Unbelievable.
Such a tender feet bringing in a herd like that. 2 weeks ago, you boys was worthless as hen shit on a pump handle. And look at you now. I'm giving you money back.
Okay. Listen, join me. How you talking, Clay?
Hey,
that's right.
Instead of the money, you think that my dad and I could come back and take the cattle back to New Mexico?
Really, son?
Ordinarily, that'd be great, but this herd's not going back.
What do you mean?
I'm getting top dollar from the meat company.
You mean these cows are,
I thought you just moved them back and forth.
You usually do, but prices are sky high, and I can't pass it up. Look, folks, it's not like any of them have a lot to live for. They don't have much of a life anyway.
Either this fell, but we're not prepared to eat him.
That's right.
This is our business, son. This is not an endangered species. That's what these animals are bred for. All that meat under cellophane in the supermarket, where do you think it comes from? Come on, fellas, just relax. You've done real good, cowboys. Let's get some grub.
Then you guys go.
There's a nap.
These cows trusted us.
They trusted us? They don't even know us. They followed us because we yelled, "Yah!" They're cattle.
Thank you.
I've got to stop being a schmuck.
You know, you were right, Mitch. My life is a do-over. It's time to get started. I hope I can help.
I'm going to go home, and I'm going to get Kim pregnant.
I hope I can help.
Whoa, Mitchie, the kid is in trouble. What about you? You going to be okay?
Yeah, because I know what he meant.
Who?
Curly. I know what this is.
What?
That's what you have to figure out.
I'm going to deck you, pal.
No, that's what it is. It's something different for everybody. It's whatever's most important to you. For me, when I was in the river, I was only thinking about one thing. All that other stuff just went away. Only one thing really mattered to me.
Love you.
These faces. I miss these faces.
We miss you too, Dad.
No fun without you.
Hey, buckaroos. Met you in the North Pole.
What?
We hired dog sleds and we followed the same route as Admiral Byrne.
Next Tuesday. Coffee and cake.
Better. Come here.
Hey, Phil, you need a ride?
No, thanks, I got a cab.
So, how are you?
Good. Things are good. Look what I found.
That's nice. Where was it?
Colorado. I mean, it's always the last place you look.
Mitch, I've been thinking. If you really hate your job, why don't you get out of there? We'll be all right.
No, I'm not going to quit my job. I'm just going to do it better. I'm going to do everything better.
Everything?
You too.
Let's go home.
Today is my best day.
Mr. Robbins!
You're right here.
This is great. There you go.
What? Did you get a dog?
We got a dog?
All right.
Come on, little man.
Everyone, this is Norman.
It's a cow.
He's a calf, actually.
Mitch, you're going to put him in the van?
Oh, yeah, and then the den.
Mitch, you're not going to take him home.
See, kids, he just said, hello. Well, just for a little while. Then we'll put him in a petting zoo so he can be with your mother.
Mitch.
Oh. I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. Okay, seatbelts, Norman. Seatbelts.
Mitch.
I hope you went to the bathroom, Miss. We've got a long ride.
Let's go home.
How did I let you slip away? Why is it so hard to say? Words that might touch you, make you believe that I'm more than it seems that I'm today. I can run, but I can't hide all these dreams that I keep inside. Now it's gonna take a while, but I've got to learn to smile again. Once it was easy, I never had to try. I never had to sell a lie. Never thought I'd see you cry. But now I know better. I've got to find a way. I don't want to hear